Hey, you working? Uh-oh. That bad, huh? Well, have you written anything today? I know, you've been struggling a lot lately. Is there anything I can do? Do you mind if I sit? Okay. What's the matter? Why have you been struggling so much lately? You're not a bad writer. You're not. No. Well, I mean, have you published a plethora of novels? No. But I mean, that doesn't mean that you're a bad writer. There's a good many great writers out there that are not published. I think you're being too hard on yourself. No, really, no, listen. Listen. You're sitting here and you're trying so hard and you're letting like all these outside voices affect you. You know, what if it sounds like this person? What if it's crap? What if it isn't long enough? What if it's too long? You know, just write. Just write something. Until it's on the page, you don't have anything to work with. You're self-defeating. Yes, I know about it. Here's Gooch. Come here. Well, I mean, if I'm going to be revealing about myself, I'm going to sit in your lap. Give me your hands. What do I struggle the most when I write? I feel like I'm a hack. I feel like any idea I have is 100% unoriginal. Somebody somewhere has written something almost exactly like it, and somebody's going to call me out, like in the street, dramatically. I know what you wrote. I read it before. And then, like, the whole world will know I'm a big fake. I mean, yeah, it's really dramatic. It probably won't happen. I mean, what is this, The Princess Bride? I mean, the old woman calling her out in the streets. But if we're 100% honest, what is that saying? There's only like three stories in the entire world. Yeah. Like, the stories were invented eons ago, and ever since then, it's just a different input of characters, of tropes, of scenery. So we're kind of all hacks. But as far as your work, I will tell you this. Nobody sees the world like you do. Nobody sees your characters. Nobody sees what they're doing. Nobody experiences life like you do. You have a unique set of experiences and skills, which will lend to writing a very particular and catered experience for your readers. And you will have readers. Somebody will read your work and somebody will love it. I totally believe that. I do. I'm positive 100%, as I'm positive that you are cute and being ridiculous. So, how about you take a 5 to 10 minute break? Get a drink, get a snack, and come back and sit down And stop listening to all those voices that tell you what you're not doing and what you can't do. And just write. Write it down. And once it's down, then you can look at it. Then you can give it that you factor. And then you'll have the makes of something original and worthwhile. I truly believe that. And it definitely will be quality, because I don't think you're going to settle for less. Okay. I'm going to let you get to it. Well, yeah. Well, you're blaming yourself. I didn't just give you this pep talk, so now you could blame me for being a distraction. Okay. Well, you know, I'll take your break with you. But then you have to come back and pair up on your own. Okay. All right, let's go.